So today we're looking at the Übermensch and embracing your higher self. The Übermensch, as an idea, was made famous by Friedrich Nietzsche, the philosopher. And it offers not just a path of self-improvement, but a radical blueprint that helps you to transcend ordinary life and become the highest version of yourself. The Übermensch isn't just about following the masses or living a life dictated by external rules. It's about forging your own destiny, embracing challenges, and creating new values that align with your deepest desires. If you've ever felt like the world's expectations are holding you back, or like you're searching for something more, then this concept might just be the catalyst for your transformation. So we'll break down Nietzsche's philosophy and explore how this can be applicable to you and how you can redefine your existence. So the Übermensch is about the overman who creates his own meaning. The concept can feel intimidating at first. It's about a figure who rises above the ordinary human condition. What does that mean in essence? The word Übermensch is often translated as either the overman or Superman. But it's more than just a physically powerful individual. The overman, Superman, whoever, is someone who transcends societal limitations. He or she creates their own values. Maybe they embrace chaos and they're willing to reinvent themselves at every stage of life. Nietzsche, you see, lived in an era where traditional religion and moral structures were being questioned. And he predicted a future where humanity would have to create meaning for itself in a world where the idea of the higher power was fading. He's obviously known for his phrase, "God is dead." The Übermensch is the answer to this existential challenge, i.e., a person who creates their own purpose and lives it fully without apologizing for their uniqueness. To Nietzsche, then, the Übermensch is the antidote to nihilism. Nihilism meaning that life has no inherent meaning. The Übermensch, Overman, Superman, recognizes that meaning doesn't come from the outside world. It's something that you create internally through your will and your actions. So, Nietzsche's idea was about the will to power. This is the fundamental drive that humans or propel humans to achieve, to grow, and to overcome obstacles. The will to power itself, though, isn't about exerting control over others, but more about asserting control over your own life. Nietzsche believed that every individual is driven by the will to grow, to transcend their limitations and become who they should be and more than they are today. The Übermensch then channels this energy inwards, using it not to dominate others but to master themselves. Think of an entrepreneur who rises from nothing. The will to power pushes them to build their own empire, not because they want to control the world, but because they want to assert their vision, their values, and their personal destiny into the world. And, if that comes with control afterwards, that's fine. Think about an area of your life where you feel stagnant or frustrated. What if you viewed that situation through the lens of the will to power? How can you assert control over that area and channel your energy towards self-improvement? Maybe it's a skill you've been neglecting for, or an obstacle that you've felt is insurmountable. So start small and take one action a day to propel you forward. And there's power of creating your own value, isn't there? The Ubermensch itself rejects the traditional values imposed by society. Instead, these Overman Supermans create their own values based on personal experience and deep introspection. Nietzsche argued that traditional values that were shaped by religion or are and societal norms often serve to suppress individual greatness and keep people tethered to mediocrity. The Ubermensch, though, isn't bound by right or wrong. It's about taking ownership of values, even if it means creating your own moral compass. This leads to a life of authenticity, where you don't live in fear of judgment or expectation. Here's an example. Imagine a musician who doesn't follow the mainstream music trends, but instead creates their own sound, staying true to their artistic vision despite commercial pressures. The artist is not worried about conforming to the rules, but they live by their own rules, creating something that resonates deeply with them and their audience. So take a moment to reflect on what values you're living by. Do these align with your true desires, or are they merely inherited benefits from society or family? Start defining then what truly matters to you and live by those principles. One of the most profound ideas Nietzsche proposed is the concept of eternal recurrence. Eternal recurrence. Imagine in every moment of your life, the pain, the joy, the struggles were to repeat infinitely. Nietzsche challenges us to live in such a way that we would be willing to relive every single moment of our lives over and over again. The Ubermensch embraces this idea and recognizes that every decision we make, every action we take, is shaping the life that we will live forever. The Ubermensch lives with such authenticity and intention that it would be that they would be willing to experience their life repeatedly without regret. Consider someone who is chasing their dream job or pursuing a creative project. They approach every step with such commitment and joy that even if they were to relive that journey over and over again, they would have no regrets because they lived with purpose and passion, and actually they learned stuff from that. People ask, oh, if you can go back in time, what would you change? This is saying, well, actually, you shouldn't want to change anything. All of those parts formed you. You know, if you had to live this moment again and again, would you make the same choice? Would you act with the same energy, purpose, and authenticity? If not, what can you change today to make your life one you'd gladly repeat? That's a question. Now, Nietzsche was deeply critical of the herd mentality, the tendency of people to follow the masses, conform to societal norms, and abandon their unique potential. The Ubermensch, the Superman, the Overman, rejects the herd. They think for themselves, they act boldly, and they do not let the opinions of others dictate their path. It's not about being rebellious for the sake of it. It's about living authentically, free from the constraints of what others expect of you. It's about standing apart from the crowd and boldly creating your own path, even if it means facing isolation and misunderstanding. Look at someone like Steve Jobs. Didn't follow the conventional path to success, did he? He challenged norms, created products that redefined entire industries, and lived his truth despite resistance. Steve Jobs didn't worry about fitting in to the corporate mold. He built a legacy and innovated. Is there an area of your life that you're following the herd? Is it in the career side of things, relationships, personal life? If you, what would it look like if you stepped away from the crowd and followed your own path? Take one action today that aligns with your unique vision. View bench then is not some distant, unattainable ideal. It's a way of thinking, living, acting. It's about creating your own values, mastering your inner world, and rejecting mediocrity in favor of becoming the highest version of yourself. Nietzsche's philosophy challenges us to embrace the chaos, to craft our own meaning, to live boldly, authentically, and without fear of judgment. The Übermensch then is about constantly evolving, transcending limitations, and pursuing greatness with relentless passion. It's about saying, I am not bound by the rules of society. I am the creator of my destiny. We're not here to follow the herd. We'll probably talk about this at some point as well in psychology, but there was an ASH study where people conform to the wrong idea just to fit in with the crowd. That is folly. If you're ready to start your own path and stop following the herd, maybe look at a coaching program or actually sit down yourself and think about it. But do you want to be the average man or do you want to be the Übermensch, Superman?